This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah, all praises belong to Allah Rabbul Alamin for His mercy, for His blessing, for His guidance, and also for His forgiveness upon all the sins that we have committed. Being human, nobody is perfect. We have a lot of weaknesses here and there. But Almighty Allah is always there to forgive all of us and keep on guiding all of us till the day we meet Him in Akhirah. Amen. Brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we have been trying our best not just to be the student of knowledge, the seeker of knowledge, but we always try our best to be a practicing and active Muslim. There is a difference between being a Muslim and being an active, practicing Muslim or Muslimah. What is lacking among the Ummah today is not the numbers. We have a lot of Muslims here and there, but we don't have very active, practicing, committed Muslim and Muslimah. And that's why we are here every Sunday to try to learn, and not just to learn, but to practice what we have learned. Allah Rabbul Alamin, who created all of us, know what is best for us. And He have sent prophets from time to time. And the last prophet is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was sent as the best example. How to be a successful youth, how to be a successful son, a successful husband, a successful leader, a successful father, a successful businessman, until the end of our life. Allah Rabbul Alamin also, who loves us so much, keep on reminding us in the Holy Quran as a divine guidance, what to do and what not to do. That is very important for every one of us. We need to know what is right and what is wrong. Brothers and sisters, firstly, we want to convey the salam of all the good brothers and sisters who have been the guests of Allah performing Hajj this year, 2023. We just returned back from the Holy Land. And of course, the Jama'ah, the people who was the guests of Allah, is double from the one we have experienced last year. Yeah, there are more people this year compared with last year. And because of there are more people, there are more challenges. Yeah. So every year we face new challenges. But one thing I would like to remind all the good brothers and sisters who are still healthy and you have the means, please plan your journey to the Holy Land as soon as possible. things keep on changing, but this is something that everyone owe Allah at least once in your lifetime. There's a lot of blessing, a lot of things that you learn that you cannot learn through books. You cannot learn just through where you are. You only learn when you are there. How to cope with all the different color, races, young, old, male, female. How to work together as one family, the children of Adam and Eve. This only you can experience it when you are in the Holy Land. How we can stay united, worship Allah together, standing straight, soft, helping each other, feel for each other. Even the heat this year was about, even in the evening, we are 40 plus, in the daytime, 50 plus. But Alhamdulillah, everything was okay. Do any experience? Yes, new experience. We can see where we are walking towards the haram after the Jumarat. We witness people who drop, and there's the end of their life. They die while walking towards haram. It's a blessing for people who are there to perform Hajj and to have the last, yeah, of their life, because by doing that, their soul will be forgiven by Allah, and millions of people is praying for that. Almost every day, we pray more than 10 times for funeral prayer. Each prayer, they are twice. After Zohor, announcement twice. For funeral prayer after Subo, twice again. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. We all know every living thing will have to end. We all want to have a good ending. Yeah? Brothers and sisters, we are still on the book, The Fragile Vessel. It's talking about family. We believe all of us who are here are family man and woman. We always try our best to remember what Allah and the Prophet ﷺ have reminded us about family. Yeah? In verses 74, chapter 25, this is my Muqaddimah. We are not going back yet to that book. Yeah? Allah Rabbul Alameen have reminded the Prophet and the Prophet to his followers not to forget to ask Allah one important thing in our life. And this prayer is not just for the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was taught by Allah to even the early prophets and messengers. One of the dua is Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. It's from the time of Prophet Abraham alayhi salam, the father of the prophets and the messengers of Allah Rabbul Alameen. By saying, O Allah, our Lord, grant us from among our wives, grant us among our wives an offspring, comfort to our eyes, and make us an example for the righteous. What we need from a family is to have a righteous partner and righteous offspring family. Then you have almost everything you need in this life. We do not just want to have a partner in life, but a righteous partner. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did mention in one of the hadiths from Anas radiallahu an, Man razaqahullahu imra'atan saliha faqad a'anahu ala satri dini. When Allah grant one a righteous partner, he, Allah has helped him by that to preserve half of his religion. Let him then fear and have taqwa in Allah to regard the other half. This is how the Prophet ﷺ tried to explain to us that when Allah grant us a righteous partner, we always pray for that. A righteous partner is a partner who always bring peace, tranquility, love, mercy among one another. We want the best, we must ready to give the best. That is how life is. This is the area that a lot of us are not aware of. This is a prayer that all the Prophet keep on asking Allah Rabbul Alameen. To the extent there is another chapter, in chapter 37, verse 100, Allah guide us again and said, Rabbi habli minas salihin, Rabbi habli minas salihin, meaning, O Allah, grant us child among the righteous. We want a righteous children. What is righteous is not just right. Everybody want to have the right one, but we are not acting righteously. We must know how to talk, how to do things in the right way. We like to communicate with one another, so we must choose the right word. We must know when to use the proper word at the proper time. All this is being guided by Allah Rabbul Alameen and also taught by Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But majority of us don't really follow. We will follow how we feel, what we want to say, not how we can follow the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have taught us. But nothing is too late. The world that we are facing is going to be more difficult because of the AI technology that only Allah knows what kind of challenges the future generation is going to encounter. But for us as Muslims, we have been warned by Allah, the Creator, about what is coming. At the end of the day, Allah said, whoever follow His guidance, none turn you astray. But whoever chose not to, then nobody can guide you anymore. Allah has shown us two ways, وَهَدَيْنَ Hunajdain, and He always guide us by saying, when you need anything from Allah, the first important prayer that you must not forget is Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim. Without fail, we keep on asking Allah, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim. O Allah, guide us to the straight path. The straight path is what Allah said in His book, the Quran, and what the Prophet ﷺ have taught us. That is what we know as a straight path. Don't look for anything other than that and keep on asking, O Allah, guide us, but you still are not following what Allah said and what the Prophet said. You still follow your feeling, you follow the people, you follow the majority, you follow the environment. But then you keep on asking the same prayer. We are very confused, yeah? People. You ask for something, but you choose to follow the other ways. Yeah? Just imagine if you do not know where you're going, you have application on a Waze, then you key in everything. Then after the Waze is talking to you, but you're moving in a different direction, then Waze also get confused. From 5 minutes more, you're going to reach your destination, then suddenly we say 15 minutes, and then you're getting confused too. So if anybody who really are sincere asking Allah for guidance, then you just have to follow. Just be a good follower, and Allah you will be there for us. So as a Muslim, we always pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be a righteous Muslim. Those who are married, righteous couple, husband, wife. Those who are children, righteous father and mother. Because you want to have righteous children. Yaqub alayhi salam, who Allah grant him with 12 children, including Yusuf alayhi salam, Benjamin and all other children. When he was dying, look at what Yaqub said to his children. When he was dying, he never forget to call the children, gather them around him and ask them, what will you be worshipping after me? But alhamdulillah, because the Prophet is always there to guide their children. So the children keep on helping one another among the siblings. Then they say, we worship the Lord of your father. The Lord of your father, because Prophet Abraham worship Allah. We worship the same God, the God that you worship, the God that your father worship, is also one God, true God, Allah Rabbul Alameen. Now let us reflect a bit among us today. We have witnesses a lot of elderly people who is dying, but we hardly hear them reminding their children about this. They may remind about a lot of other things, but they never remind their children about God, about how to worship Allah. Inshallah, the end of the month is our course again on perfecting my salah. How to make sure that we perform our prayer in the right way so that our relationship with Allah will be good. And this special course, we do it every month once, and for this month it will be on the 30th of July. For those who have attended, may Allah make it easy for you to remember. For those who have not been attending, don't miss the opportunity again. So important for us to do the right thing so that we enjoy worshipping Allah Rabbul Alameen. Now lastly, the Prophet ﷺ said by Umar ibn Ammar radiallahu anhuma, Ad-dunya kulluha mata. وخير متاع الدنيا امرأة الصالحة. Prophet ﷺ now keep on reminding the man first, because the man always want to take lead. They want to be boss. It's okay to be a boss, be a good boss, a righteous boss. The life in this world, the Prophet is telling, dunya kulluha mata. Yeah, it's about accommodation. It's about things. We need things to survive. We need things, yeah, to move on, to travel from one place to another. We need transportation. All these are things. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying that the best of its accommodation is a righteous partner. When you have a righteous partner, almost you have everything. Because whatever thing that you have, you need people to take care. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. You need to take care of your things. And you have the righteous people, most of your thing considered taken care of. Alhamdulillah. And that is very, very important. Yeah? Now, if you go back to the book, we were talking about the fragile vessel, about the relationship, yeah? And also about the wife of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. I don't have to go back to a lot of other things that have been discussed earlier by the earlier assistant of mine when I was not around. But in general, we just have to remember Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was granted by Allah with many, many wives, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it to happen. And also there was a limit, and there is a very unique situation to break the tradition of the Jahiliyyah, because there's a lot of tradition before Islam. Any tradition that contradicts Islam, you need somebody to break it. And it's not easy to go against the tradition. Tradition die hard. We all are aware. We are facing a lot of tradition, and so difficult to abandon it. It's easy to say, it's easy to plan. Just example, before you want to get married, you want to follow the right way of getting married. Alhamdulillah. You don't want to get caught down with all this tradition. But when the marriage planner comes in, then you know a lot of things is going to change. It's not you who decide anymore. Somebody is making all the decision on behalf of you. Suddenly, you were caught by surprise of what they had prepared. Not only you will be caught by surprise, even the scholar were caught by surprise. Because we know that tradition can be very, very good. It can be very, very bad. The waste of money and some of the tradition that's happening in our wedding day is completely un-Islamic. But what can you do? You know, when everybody is there and you are the king and the queen, yeah, of the day, you are just speechless, just follow the flow. So we know it's not easy. And that's why if you look back to the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, he married majority widows, and it's against the tradition to marry widows. Widow have no status in the Jahiliyyah period. Nobody accept widows. Widows is a gone case matter. And also, she there is some tradition that is against the Jahiliyyah too. No one can marry the wife or the ex-wife of their adopted children. When you have adopted son or daughter and they are married, especially son, when they have a wife and after they have divorced, then it is against the law, the culture at that time, for any, especially the adopted father, to marry adopted son's wife, ex-wife. Yeah, but it happened, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command the Prophet, yeah, to break the tradition by he himself exercise, yeah, the right of another woman who is a divorcee, even she is the wife of the adopted son. The adopted son is an adopted son. It's not your son. Your daughter-in-law will be haram forever. But adopted, yeah, son's wife is halal for you. Just an example, yeah? So there are many things that happen, and the Prophet ﷺ is a very responsible leader, that when he see and when he was aware that among his ummah who are married later on, one of them left Islam. You know, one of the wives who was sent to Abyssinia, Ethiopia today, and then the husband, yeah, left Islam, and the husband later on died. Now the wife, after anybody become a Muslim, then they left Islam, then their wife will not be their wife anymore after the period in the iddah time. The iddah for the living woman is 3 months. Yeah, 3 months, that is the iddah. Then alhamdulillah, the Prophet ﷺ married that woman again to show that anything happened to this ummah, he would take responsibility to protect them, to protect their rights and honor. So brothers and sisters, let all of us try our best. When we want to do something, don't forget to ask Allah for guidance and protection. Remember, while you are reciting the Quran, the best book on earth, the word of Allah, what must we do before that? What is the thing that you must do before reciting the book of Allah? Seek protection. You're reading the best book. Even then, Allah reminds us, when you want to read the book of Allah, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, seek refuge in Allah from the disturbance, the whispering of the Satan. The Satan cannot stop you from reciting the book of Allah. But what he will do, he make you a good reciter. He can make you a good reciter. But just lip service. Whatever you recite the Quran will not penetrate through the heart, will not move you at all. So what will happen to you? You become a person who read the book of Allah, but you go against Allah's command. You don't have the right understanding. You don't act upon it. Meaning, you are not sincere in reciting the book of Allah. Yeah, when you recite the book of Allah, you must recite with sincerity. Yeah, you must recite with sincerity. And Shaitan have promised and admit to Allah that he will whisper to every one of us. He cannot stop us from doing what is right, but he will just divert our focus. The only group that he surrendered, he said that I have no authority, I cannot control them, I cannot influence them, is when these people is sincere in what he or she is doing. He said, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُخُيَنَّ أَجْمَعِينَ. With your power, I will turn them astray. إِلَّا إِبَادِكَ هُمُ الْمُخْلِصِينَ. Except one group among the believers that he failed, and these are those who are sincere to Allah, مُخْلِصِينَ. We hope all of us who are here, yeah, we are sincere to Allah Rabbul Alamin. Sincere in learning His knowledge, sincere in acting upon the knowledge, sincere in doing whatever we want to do in this life. Sincerity do not mean that you're given the right to do anything you want. It must be guided, that whatever you do, you follow the guidance of Quran and the Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, we hope we do have the right understanding about why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Allah, ordained by Allah, to have so many wives, and none of the wives failed him, and neither he failed any of the wives. And whoever don't have the ability, the knowledge, don't have the understanding, you go back to one wife, because that is the amanah of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Generally, anybody who have a righteous partner, I think they have almost everything. They will have peace, they will have love, then the mercy of Allah will be upon all of them. So we hope Allah's mercy is always upon all of us. And please remember, whatever we are doing here, we are just trying to make sure that everyone who is learning from us is here to practice what you learn. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help those who help themselves until we return back to Allah Rabbul Alameen. And remember, our children is a trust from Allah to us. Give them the best. Make them righteous children. And those who is grown up children, make sure you become the righteous daughter and son to your parent. Then Allah will grant you your righteous children when your time come, inshallah. Today is a big day for us too, because we have brothers who's going to make shahada. I think most of them is here now. Yeah, there was a brother or so. Yeah, they can come in now. We will try to close the class first, and then we will move to the second session, second part. That is the reversion, the shahada of our brother, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen them to be with us today to make the shahada. Yeah. We close the class by reciting Tasbih Al-Qifara. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Yeah, the meaning of this recitation: glory be to you, O Allah, All praises belong to you. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship except you alone. To you we seek for forgiveness. To you we repent. May Allah forgive all of us and accept our repentance. Amin. Ya Rabbul Alamin. Adi inna.